Karen FM cares. Good morning, angels.
Belinda Abraham, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. You know, obviously the first thing when you hear about devastating fires like these is, you know, is everybody okay? You think of the firefighters, their families, the families that have been affected. And if you're me, definitely you also think, how are the animals, the voiceless, how are they affected? And that's exactly where you come in. That's your tough, tough job, Belinda. How's it going there?
Oh, goodness. It's just been the most traumatic time. The SPCA has been on the periphery of the fire since we got news of it, which was on Sunday afternoon. It was incredibly frustrating because we were unable to access those areas. We knew there were animals in serious trouble. We knew there were animals suffering, but we were unable to access those areas. We've only been able to access the areas once they were declared safe, which was yesterday morning. And since then, you know, we're finally getting the first insights into just the extent of the devastation.
And what are you finding? I mean, it must be a horrible sight. You've got a really tough job. So you come, you discover animals, because the animals would run out of the fire, but then the moment the flames go down, they would run back to their houses, to their homes, and that's where they get burnt because it's still very hot.
Correct. So, I mean, our people out in the field are just stepping over carcass after carcass, and each one just tells a story of immense suffering. There's squirrels, mongoose, dussies, field mice, many other species, all that have either been overcome by smoke or taken by the flames. So some of the areas still actively burning and smoldering, and the ground is so hot that the soles of our inspector's shoes are literally melting. It's really been a heartbreaking time. I have to say that this is not uncommon on the first day of a search and rescue effort. And from past experience, we know what's lying ahead of us. The injured will be found. And the wild animals who escaped unscathed, as you say, they could have returned to the areas of origins where they had burrows or nests. And we need to look out for these animals too, because they are going to sustain burn wounds to the soft pads of their feet.
Of course, their feet burning, other parts of their bodies burning. What do you generally experience? What's the kind of thing that what's going to happen now? From yesterday, these are the cases that are now coming in. What are you dealing with? What have you dealt with in the past?
So typically an animal coming in with a burn wound. We've seen terribly burnt porcupines, some that actually have disfiguring burns. We've had some wonderful success stories rehabilitating these animals in our short-term wildlife care facility. But the treatment itself is also very involved, because on admission, hair needs to be clipped, burn wounds need to be washed with antiseptic solution, necrotic tissue and foreign material debris must be removed, and then of course with third-degree burns, pet tissue must be removed soon, and then again on a daily basis on a daily frequency until you start to see healthy underlying granulation of tissue. And that's a very painful procedure. So these things require medications, they require antibiotic ointments, creams, anesthetic, because the procedure is painful. So all of that just drives cost and expense for the SPCA too.
Well, you know, once again, I'm a keen supporter of the SPCA, and I love supporting every moment that I can. And in this particular case, I imagine when a disaster like this breaks out, you're not necessarily always prepared with all this kind of stuff, the bandages, the burn wound ointments, and all that kind of stuff. It must be overwhelming. But I do believe that you know about us in Cape Town as well. Do you listen to us?
Yes, we do. Of course, Jacaranda is one of our favorite stations.
That's amazing. That is seriously amazing. Our listeners are such incredible people. They are so generous. They love supporting. And here's the good news that I've got for you this morning. I want to get the ball rolling from the Good Morning Angels Fund. We want to assist you with 20,000 Rand towards the dressings, the bandages, or wherever we could be of help with that 20,000 Rand.
Martin, that's absolutely incredible.
But,
thank you so much.
But wait, there's more. Here's the thing. I happen to know the people that make the burn wound treatment for hospitals in South Africa, and they've done so successfully over the last 20 years. Now, this burn wound treatment is exactly the same treatment you would use on an animal. So on the other line this morning, on behalf of Medica SA, is Danielle de Villiers. Danielle, good morning. Goeiemôre.
Hi, Martin, and the Good Morning Angels team.
Thank you
so much for the opportunity to be part of your incredible initiative.
No, well, thanks for taking my call and for getting back to me yesterday so quickly. You've listened to the story from Belinda Abraham. When it comes to fire, and you guys would know this, the damage that fires will cause, obviously not just on infrastructure, but on people and on animals. You have dedicated your scientific research for the last, I don't know how many years, to easing that, to coming up with burn wound treatment.
Yes, and having the knowledge on wounds and being in the wound care industry, we understand the destructive power of fire, and our hearts go out to everyone suffering from these devastating fires.
So what's the good news for Belinda and the Cape of Good Hope SPCA this morning?
Malcura Wound Care would like to donate honey-based wound care products to the value of over 300,000 Rand to the Cape Town SPCA to assist in caring for the animals injured and burned in these raging fires.
Oh my goodness, that's just absolutely incredible. My sincerest and most heartfelt thanks to Danica and Medica SA. That is incredible.
Danielle, that is just amazing. Thank you for being so incredibly generous this morning. Medica SA, Belinda, there you go. Wound care treatment and thousands of gels and tubes of the top stuff that they supply to hospitals here and abroad in your efforts to help those animals in the Western Cape after the fires. Okay.
Martin, you know, it's just what a tragedy we've witnessed, and yet what a wonderful triumph for the human spirit we're witnessing at the same time. And it's like what we've lost in the flames, we're just gaining in community spirit, and with the wonderful goodwill of people like you and everybody who's come in to help us, it's just an incredibly moving time, and just we can be so proud to be South Africans and the way we come together in a crisis like this. You know, experiencing this in the time of COVID, when resources at every single SPCA are already so thinly stretched, we're just incredibly touched and so thankful to everyone. And we encourage everyone as well to please support their local SPCAs. We're all struggling, and you know, this disaster could not have come at a worse time.
Well, there you go, Belinda. Nice to speak to you. Danielle, thank you for your kindness and your generosity this morning. Love to everybody at Medica SA. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Danielle. And to you, Belinda, to you and your team. Keep up the good work. I salute you. You are absolute angels.
Thank you so much. It's just such a wonderful privilege to be able to be of service to animals at this time.
Thank you, Belinda. Groete daar, so hoor ons dink aan julle. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Martin. Bye-bye.
Belinda Abraham from the Cape of Good Hope SPCA there. Good job, Angels. Oh, great job.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.